Hi, I'm John Brody, and welcome to Rock Around the World. This week we'll be covering several musical bases. First of all, Savoy Brown will be shaking the walls with their distinctive brand of rock in a live concert recorded in Cleveland. In addition, we'll be chatting with Elkie Brooks about her solo career and listening to a new album from Eno, as well as some other new releases. So stick around, because the music begins in just a minute.
Who's one of the all-time great rock and roll bands? Who's the creator of the rock opera, Tommy? Who's got a brand new album? The Who.
Slip kids, second generation, I'm a soldier at 13. Slip kids, realization, there's no easy way to be free. No,
the incredible Who. Their new album is The Who by Numbers.
She goes in.
The Who by Numbers, by The Who. Buy it on MCA Records and Tapes.
Ever get the feeling you're going upstream without a paddle? Well, Rock Around the World and Janus Records will help you out by not only supplying the paddle, but a kayak to sit in. It's true. To get one, here's all you do. Simply draw a kayak to the best of your ability and send it to Rock Around the World Kayak, 1108 Boylston Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02215. The first 100 drawings we receive by February the 10th will get a copy of the new kayak LP Royal Bed Bouncer, and they'll also become eligible for winning one of the 10 Miratex two-man inflatable kayaks that we'll be giving away. So get into the mainstream and send your kayak to Rock Around the World Kayak, 1108 Boylston Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02215, and just maybe you'll receive one of ours. Remember, entries must be postmarked no later than February the 10th, 1976. Vangelis is a Greek keyboard whiz who was Yes's original choice to replace Rick Wakeman. He turned them down, however, in favor of a solo career, and he's just released Heaven and Hell. Eno, too, has followed his own ideas about recording as a solo artist, and he's got a new album out called Another Green World. Right now, you'll be hearing a track from each of these albums. So Long Ago, So Clear from Vangelis features the vocal talents of John Anderson, and St. Elmo's Fire reunites Robert Fripp with Eno. But first, this is Vangelis.
Chased a million stars and touched as only one can. Once we did play, how the past delivered you amidst our youth. We dreamed. lips would have me glance at you to know how you move me, me. All barriers fall around us as we hear of memories known and matters long ago.
Yeah. We need a rope. A strong rope to catch him, said Peter. And he rushed to the cottage to find one. Around his shoulders, Peter was back and he quickly clambered up the tree.
That last bit you heard was an excerpt from Peter and the Wolf, a very fine new album featuring many of England's top musicians in separate roles. For example, Eno plays the Wolf. Among the other notables present are Alvin Lee, Bill Bruford, Julie Driscoll, and Manfred Mann. Coming up on Rock Around the World will be a chat with Elkie Brooks, a woman with some very definite musical ideas.
Doing anything tonight? Anything different? Then why not do something special, like a night at the opera with Queen? Queen, British rock in the royal tradition. The right band for the right time. And the right time today is tonight. A night at the opera with Queen.
Oh, you're my best.
Make a real night of it. Make it A Night at the Opera. The new album from Queen. On Elektra Records and Tapes.
Time was when Elkie Brooks and Robert Palmer shared the microphone in Vinegar Joe. Each has since launched a successful solo career. We sat down recently with Elkie and asked her about her place in the business and her feelings towards music in general. Here's what she had to say.
I've been in the business a long time, and I've had to really prove myself, especially in England. It is a lot more difficult for chicks to really make it because I guess we are so behind. Over here, there are a lot of female singers that really do well. I mean, I can reel off a whole list just now. I mean, at least about six or seven spring to mind. And they're all very, very different. They're all very good. But they're also very, very talented. I mean, I think it takes a lot of guts, a lot of stamina to keep it up because all the travelling you have to do. and you've got to really want to do it, really be a career woman, which of course I am. It is very tiring, and I am one of these sort of people that are used to being around men. I've been, like I say, I've been singing a long time, since I was 16, and always with male musicians, and I have a good time. I like the companionship, and I get on fairly well with the bands I've been with. You know, we have lots of card games and things to keep us amused on the road.
How exactly did you get started in music?
Oh, I used to just read lots of adverts in papers, people advertising for female singers in bands, in dance bands, pally bands, we call them at home, when I was about 16. And one came off lucky for me. That band was called Eric Delaney's Band, which probably means absolutely nothing to you, but it was quite a big band of its time. A lot went down before Vinegar Joe. I tried to make it as a recording artist in England, doing records that I didn't really like. People tell me, well, oh, you know, you've got to sort of sing all little girlish and coy, which really wasn't me. Like I was saying, it's so nice that things have changed and I am able to do what I want to do now. But then it was, things were different, and there was a real set image for a chick singer. And I was making all these records that I didn't really like very much. And of course, if you're not convinced about something, you're not going to get it over to people. And so I wasn't all that successful with it. And from there, I met a guy called Pete Gage, who had this idea to form a band called Dada, which was a 10-piece band. Classical, he wanted to put classical music, jazz, rock, like a fusion of the lot. And it was way before Ginger Baker's Air Force. And I thought, what a great idea. And he was going to use three singers, one of them being myself and a guy called Robert Palmer and another guy called Jimmy Chambers. And it really worked for a time. Atlantic Records were really behind us. But it is a lot of people to keep together. It was a 10-piece band. We stayed together for about a year and a half, broke up and formed Vinegar Joe. Robert and I stayed together, and Pete and the bass player Steve York, which was the nucleus of Vinegar Joe.
People die laughing up on the ground. They don't know why.
I think it must be a very, very hard thing to really be objective about yourself. I think I'm lucky I've got two great producers, Kenny Kern and Richie Wise, who produced Gladys Knight, and I mean, she is fabulous. And I don't think I really would like to take that on at this stage of my career. Maybe as I go along and find more about production. I really don't know that much about the technical side of recording. It would take me a long time.
Would you like to, if given the opportunity, produce somebody else first? Would that be a bit easier?
It's a strange question to ask now. I'd have to wait and see. I mean, at the moment, all I can think about is my own ambitions for myself as a singer and a songwriter. Later on, you'd have to ask me that question in a couple of years' time. I can only do one thing at a time. I'm that kind of a person, and I'm putting all my energy into this.
How long has it been now since you've been on the road?
Not really that long, because Vinegar Joe broke up March 74, and it took me a couple of months for that to sort of sink in, oh, it's over. And after that, I was doing a lot of writing, and then I got invited over to Macon, Georgia, to join the Wet Willie Band, and I sang with them for a couple of months, and I was on the road then, going all over the South, which I really enjoyed, because people remembered me from Vinegar Joe, and they're great people down there, they're really good audiences. Mm. And then I came back to England, and signed with A&M, went straight over to LA, and made my record. So, I mean, I've been fairly busy. Well, of course, I would like to get back really touring properly in my own right as soon as possible.
Would you ever consider joining a band again, or are you more happy just being a solo artist now?
Well, I think it was really upsetting for me when Vinegar Joe split. I felt the ideal band member. I joined in with everything, and I was all for the band, and it really hurt me, like I say, when it folded. So I really don't know. I don't think I could anymore. I think I put too much into that band to ever be involved in another one, just as a band member. No, I think it'll just be Elkie Brooks and her band.
Lay me down easy, lay me down. This is Kim Simmons of Savoy Brown, and you're listening to Rock Around the World.
Stay tuned for a live Savoy Brown concert recorded in Cleveland. It'll be happening right after this.
Styx. It's a river encircling the lower world over which the souls of the dead were ferried. Equinox. It's the time when the sun crosses the equator, making night and day of equal length all over the world. Equinox. It's a new album by Styx. Pick up Styx, Equinox, A&M.
Ever get the feeling you're going upstream without a paddle? Well, Rock Around the World and Janus Records will help you out by not only supplying the paddle, but a kayak to sit in. It's true. To get one, here's all you do. Simply draw a kayak to the best of your ability and send it to Rock Around the World Kayak, 1108 Boylston Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02215. The first 100 drawings we receive by February the 10th will get a copy of the new kayak LP, Royal Bed Bouncer, and they'll also become eligible for winning one of the 10 Miratex two-man inflatable kayaks that we'll be giving away. So get into the mainstream and send your kayak to Rock Around the World Kayak, 1108 Boylston Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02215. And just maybe you'll receive one of ours. Remember, entries must be postmarked no later than February the 10th, 1976.